A lot of people say when they paint they don't remember that they have Parkinson's, and I think that's true. You just waft off onto another dimension.
Well, this is a waxy sort of thing. I'm not too sure what it actually is, and I suppose that's the beauty of it.
I'm at the National Botanic Gardens in a room flooded in sunlight, and sitting in the corner is a guitarist. It's the weekly meet-up for the Painting with Parkinson's group, who gather here every Friday morning to paint. It's art therapy, with the therapy coming from the immersion in creativity, cups of tea, and a community that's been built over 25 years. It was created by Canberra artist Nancy Tingey as a way to gather a community around them when her husband had Parkinson's. John Pratt hosts the class. There's some moments of stillness and thoughtful quiet at the beginning. Then he gives some guiding instructions on what form the class will take, introduces the musician and the music from which to draw your inspiration, and then for the next hour, everything flows. John puts the success down to a few things.
I think it works on a number of levels. I mean, I think the idea of a group coming together, there's a close-knit community that evolves, but also I think that that community is enriched by their involvement in this, as I say, this creative process. Some people were wheelchair-bound when they come in. To make each mark is an incredible commitment and express it. There's an urgency about needing to make that mark, and once that mark is made, yeah, it takes on a whole different meaning. Albert, hi Ziggy.
Albert,
Albert and his granddaughter and full-time carer Ziggy have just arrived. They haven't been here for years. He's quickly set up with an A3 sheet of paper, paints, an ice cream container of water, a cup of coffee, and of course a piece of cake. Siggy explains what's brought them back.
There was a power outage in Queanbeyan, and we were going to be on the oxygen bottle anyway, and I said, let's go to Painting with Parkinson's, let's try and get out. So we did, we came.
What do you recall of the time with your grandmother?
We always used to come, they used to love it. It was a really big thing for Grandma and Albert, or Oma and Opa, I call them, to come out, and they'd do their weekly painting, and they'd always have... We've got a big pile of paintings at home that they've made, some beautiful ones. They got put in exhibitions with the Painting with Parkinson's group, but it was a really good community thing for both of them.
Yeah, it's a classic example, you know, of a couple. Albert was a carer. His partner had the condition. But he came along. It's the program is for people with Parkinson's and their carers. Joy had not painted, I think, before, but she became passionate and obsessive about her attendance and involvement in the program. And Albert, we sat him down, and he loved to work too. He had such a fantastic history too. His father was involved in the Bauhaus, he was a furniture maker for the Bauhaus. And Albert had been taken a prisoner of war in the last months of the war. And as a prisoner of war, he'd carved little things into spare bits of wood. And when he took those back to Germany, that enabled him to go to art school back in Stuttgart. It was such a fantastic story. In fact, part of the thing I get most out of the program is the kind of these histories that emerge out of the work that they make. And so often the work is informed by a particular memory that they have, and that, we share that, and it becomes a very kind of human experience listening to these.
Painting with Parkinson's is run by volunteers, from the organising, the setting up, the exhibiting, and of course, the all-important catering.
My name's Rebecca, and I'm a volunteer who does the cake and tea.
A very important part.
It is. It helps people relax when they come in, and it's quite an effort to get here. My husband had participated in this, and he died 2 years ago, and he's really enjoyed the cake, so I thought, you know, in his memory, I would give back and, yeah, make the cake.
Back in the room, about 15 people are sitting in a U-shaped table arrangement, painting. There's so many different styles and interpretations of the music and their artwork.
My name's Katrina and I've been coming for about 9.5 years.
When were you diagnosed with Parkinson's?
Yeah, about the same time, in my 50s, just a bit early. Well, I'd never painted before and so it introduced a whole new skill set for me, which has been fantastic, and it's meant that I went on to have 6 grandchildren, so they all paint with me. You can explain every emotion when you paint. I've come in here on days when I've been absolutely angry, and my paintings have just really reflected that, and I've used the time to just get rid of a week's full of angst. And other times are in a very meditative, quiet mood. And one of the things that Nancy Tingey did with her method is that she realised the value of music and how music actually influences people to actually create. It actually helps them move, because without the music, often people freeze. Yeah. So it's an integral part of the program. It helps them make their marks.
Can I ask how long you've been coming to painting with Parkinson's?
I don't know, 5 years or so.
And what do you love about it?
Oh, it's the best day of the week. Best morning of the week, yeah, painting with
monkeys.
Oh, just get away from home and, yeah, and just be amongst, you know, 14 other people who have got the same ailment as what I have, so...